All right, Chris, we weren't anticipating making one of these today, but when you trade up into the first round, you get a special podcast. For those who don't know, you might be waking up to the news because you thought, you know what, I'm going to go to bed early tonight. Carolina Panthers aren't picking.
They'll just be in the second round.
They moved up from pick 33 to 32 with the Buffalo Bills, so they moved down from 28 to 32 or the previous trade, and they get their guys. Xavier Leggett, the wide receiver, Chris, I'm not going to lie. I dig it. I'm for it. Your guy was there. You went up and you win it. You went up there and you got him.
I absolutely love it, man. I can't wait to talk about this.
Well, okay, and the details of the trade. The Panthers went from pick 33 up to pick 32. They also gave up a fifth-round pick this year, but they also got a sixth-round pick in return. So the total number of picks that the Panthers have this year doesn't change. It doesn't change. So you basically, you swapped fifth and sixth, and you moved up one spot. That's it. That's all it was. That's the reason why I like it. That's really the reason why I like it.
I am 100% with you. It was one of those things where you come into this draft without a first. Mm-hmm. You come into this draft without a sixth. You have two fifths. You have two seconds. And so you essentially just kind of spread those things out.
Yeah.
And end up, now you'll pick in every round, but you don't lose a pick. That's one of the reasons why I like it. Another reason why I like this is because it shows just how smart Dan Morgan is and what he's thinking about and what he's considering. Here's something I was thinking about. So I was driving home from work, right, as this was happening. I literally connect my YouTube TV to my Bluetooth. I'm not looking. I'm just listening, hearing what's happening, hearing what they're saying on ESPN and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I happened to look down at my phone after the last pick. And then all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, why is the Panthers logo in the back? They hadn't announced it on television yet. And so I go look at my other phone and I see that the Panthers, I get, you know, Twitter updates on my work phone. Panthers traded up into the first round. Wait a second. I was heated at first. I was like, don't tell me you got rid of a pick.
Yeah.
So I had to wait till I got to a stoplight to look and see what happened. But then I start thinking about just kind of like the order of kind of how things ended up happening today. The Buffalo Bills initially had the 28th pick.
Yeah.
And then the Kansas City Chiefs had 32. They moved up to 28. So the Chiefs did to switch with Buffalo so they could get Xavier Worthy.
Mm-hmm. Wide receiver from Texas.
And then, you know, you have the Bills go back down to 32. And now Dan Morgan, who's familiar with the Bills, who worked with Brandon Bean, who understands what they may be looking for, who knows they lost Stephon Diggs, who saw all the different wide receivers come off the board, said, okay, let me call up my homeboy and see what's going to go on really quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lose out on my guy. We have already like said that this is our guy. Mm-hmm. We've already spotlighted him and said this is what we want. So let me just call him up really quick. What can we work out? I don't want to lose a pick. All right, let's do this. Bet. We got it. It's just the maneuvering. Dan Morgan, this offseason, what he's done in free agency, the maneuvering right here, just watching the board, understanding what Buffalo may do because he's been there and he's worked with that guy. And love it. How do two teams trick Buffalo off their spot? You need a wide receiver, homie.
Exactly. Exactly.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com. MRO.com.
Well, they might be like, well, we can accumulate a bunch, but much more picks and still get a really good wide receiver because there's still quite a few of them left right there for Buffalo to take. But nonetheless,
they didn't necessarily add a pick themselves. It was just two pick swaps.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you're moving up the board, I guess, in theory, is really what you're doing. You're moving up the board and maybe still getting the guy that you want, depending on who they wanted. But nonetheless, for Carolina, I was actually thinking when Buffalo made their move, I was like, man, there's a lot of really good defensive players that have fallen. I was like, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, I was like, never thought he would fall to the second round. Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama, yes, falling into the second round. I was thinking, yes, hey, pick 33. They might go with a defensive player, and then they can, you never know, Leggett may still be there at 39, or at least, you know, Lat McConkey, one of these guys is still going to be there. Like, they might be able to get a top defensive player. Now I'm looking at the board and looking at who's left. I was like, well, crap, they can get one of these really good defensive players at 39, Chris. That's what I'm thinking. I was like, wait, this actually might fall perfectly into what the Carolina Panthers are looking for. Things might work out perfectly.
Yeah, and pick 39, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. It's only the seventh pick of the second round.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you know, you're talking about, like, now you have an opportunity to still get a really good player who, if you're picking seventh pick in the second round, mm-hmm, that's still somebody who is a fringe first rounder. And we talked about all of the offensive players that were taken. I don't know the final count off the top of my head right now because, again, I was driving. But six quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Seven wide receivers, bunch of offensive tackles.
It was mostly Brock offense. Bowers. Yeah. Mostly offense. You can get a top defensive player, and you named off a few that could potentially fall right now. And man, like, the Panthers are in good shape. And I didn't think I was going to be excited on Thursday night. Well, now it's Friday morning that we're recording this. But good job for Dan Morgan being alert and, you know, going after his guy, but still, like, keeping the Panthers in play with all of their seven picks.
I love it. You know, yeah, it's just beautiful job. Outstanding. And again, the fact that this isn't what we saw last year with DJ Johnson, where it's, hey, let's use two picks to move up to get one guy. Yes. That was a wasted pick. This isn't, let's give a future pick along with the current pick to move up to draft Matt Corral. This isn't that move. This was, I'm still going to keep my same total number of picks, but I'm going to move up one spot to get my guy, and I don't lose, again, that total number. They still got seven, and they got into the first round.
And you know what?
Well done.
It's one of those things where I felt like Scott Fitterer, you know, he got Panthers fans excited because, you know, we didn't really have, like, you know, with Gettleman and with Marty Herney, like, those guys weren't like big trade guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't going to, like, move up and down the board. And so it was kind of, sometimes, like, Panthers drafts were kind of boring from the sense that there wasn't a lot of extra excitement. They came mm-hmm. in with the picks they had. Maybe they'd move down to get a couple, but it wasn't like anything crazy. Scott Fitterer came in and was like, I'm going to be on every deal. And the movement was exciting. And it was like, oh, snap, what is he doing? And, you know, you put out the meme with the blue eyes and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he wasn't doing anything. It's almost like that guy who's on the basketball court who can, like, do all the great, you know, handles and everything, but he's not really doing anything. He's not scoring. He's going to end up turning the ball over
because he's just a layup.
He's dribbling too much. Yeah. That's perfect. He's dribbling all that way. He's got the Kyrie handles, but he ain't got the Kyrie layup package.
He's
going to miss the layup. Exactly. That was Scott Fitterer. While my man, Dan Morgan, says, no, I only need a bink, 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 and I'm past you. Boom, lay in. That's all mm-hmm. I need. I ain't got to sit here and dance on you. I'm going to pop, 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 get to my move, get to my spot. I'm going to make the shot, and we're going to come back on defense.
It's a lot of Rip Hamilton mid-range, baby, just sinking them. That's what it is. Bro, it's like, what it is.
Dan Morgan might already be my favorite Panthers GM.
Hey, there you go.
The season hasn't started.
All right. Well, that's a quick instant reaction from Chris and I. I know it's late. Gosh, we're already into Friday, but leave your thoughts in the comments down below. You like it? You love it? Who do you want to see them taking at pick 39? Let us know. We're going to have a recap at the end of the draft, just kind of going over all the selections that the Carolina Panthers have made. But nonetheless, they got into the pick 32, got into the first round, Chris. I'm not going to lie. I love it.
I've enjoyed this quickie with you. Hope you have a good night.
Hey, always here for a quick one with you, Chris. The rest of y'all, we'll see you next time.